Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we have been taking a look at the prayer secrets of great Bible characters. Today I want to talk with you about the prayer secrets of David. We know that King David had an amazing prayer life, an amazing communication with the Lord, and we can observe this very clearly in the book of Psalms, where so many of the Psalms were penned by David, and they clearly illustrate for us David's communion with the Lord and his understanding of God and the freedom that he had to express his heart to the Lord in good times as well as in difficult circumstances. As we study David, we will see this tremendous prayer secret. David knew God's character, and he prayed confidently because of it. Because he knew the character of God, because he was confident in God's character, he prayed with boldness, he prayed with great confidence, he prayed expectantly, knowing that he would receive an answer from the Lord, because he was so very confident in God's nature and in God's character. One outstanding attribute that God displayed in David's life and that David prayed with confidence about was the fact that God is a deliverer. David was very confident that God was his deliverer. In Psalm 57, we read these words of David: "Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me, for my soul trusts in you. And in the shadow of your wings, I will make my refuge until these calamities have passed by. I will cry out to God Most High, to God who performs all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me. He reproaches the one who would swallow me up. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth." Here we see King David very confident in God's ability to deliver, but also he is confident that God will deliver him. Are you in the middle of a calamity right now, a difficulty that's beyond your ability to deliver yourself? Here David found himself in the same situation. When David wrote Psalm 57, he was hiding out in a cave from King Saul, who was chasing him relentlessly. And here David said with confidence, "In the shadow of your wings, I will make my refuge until these calamities have passed by." He was confident the calamity was going to pass by, and he was also confident that if he put his trust in the Lord and prayed accordingly, that God would indeed deliver him. Verse 2 is my favorite. "I will cry out to God Most High, to God who performs all things for me." Now that is the prayer of a confident person, to God who performs all things for me. "He shall send from heaven and save me." God wants you to be a person who prays knowing his character. This was truly David's secret in prayer. He was confident of God's character. When you pray, are you confident of God's character, or are you praying prayers that you hope God will help you, you hope God will deliver you, but not with a confident faith? It's the prayer of faith that needs to be prayed in the moment of calamity. These prayers of David were clearly prayers of faith. "I will cry out to God Most High, to God who performs all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me." God wants you to be able to pray that way. He knows that you have difficulties right now. He knows the pressure that you are under right now. He also knows the situation that looks irreparable in your life. And yet God wants you to pray to Him as if He is that God who delivers and wants to deliver you and wants to perfect that which concerns you. Those are the prayers that warm his heart, because he looks and he sees a person who trusts in him, who loves him, who knows of his goodness, who's confident in his goodness, doesn't doubt his goodness. Psalm 56 was also penned by David at the time when the Philistines had captured him in Gath, and he cried out to the Lord again in the middle of a trial. And yet he could pray still with confidence, though it looked like he'd never get out of that situation. He prayed this way: "Be merciful to me, O God, for man would swallow me up. Fighting all day, he oppresses me. My enemies would hound me all day, for there are many who fight against me, O Most High. Whenever I'm afraid, I will trust in you. In God, I will praise his word. In God, I will put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me? You number my wanderings, put my tears in your bottle. Are they not in your book? When I cry out to you, then my enemies will turn back. This I know, because God is for me." That is the prayer of a confident man, a man confident in the character of God. He could pray with confidence because he believed that when he cried out to God, that his enemies would be forced to turn back. Do you pray with that kind of confidence? Whatever the enemy of your soul is trying to bring against you, can you pray with confidence to the Lord? "Lord, when I cry out to you, I know you're going to make my enemy turn back." That's the secret of David's prayer life. Charles Spurgeon, called the Prince of Preachers, a great man of God from England in a past century, told the story about the Senate in Athens, Greece. He said this: "On one occasion, the Athenian Senate found it convenient to meet together in the open air. As they were sitting in their deliberations, a sparrow, pursued by a hawk, flew in the direction of the Senate. Being hard pressed by the bird of prey, the sparrow sought shelter in the coat of one of the senators. He, being a man of rough and vulgar mold, took the bird from his coat, threw it to the ground, and killed it. Whereupon the whole Senate rose in an uproar, and without a single dissenting vote, condemned him to die. They judged him unworthy of a seat in the Senate with them, or to be called an Athenian, since he did not give help to a creature that confided in him." Spurgeon writes about that story: "Can we suppose that the God of heaven, whose nature is love, could tear out of his garment the poor fluttering dove that flies from the eagle of justice into the garment of his mercy? Will he give the invitation to us to seek his face? And when we, with much trepidation and fear, do summon courage enough to fly to him, will he then be unjust and ungracious enough to forget to hear our cry and to answer us? Let us not think so harshly of the God of heaven." King David understood this mercy that God had and this desire that God had to shelter and protect and deliver his own. Do you have that understanding of God's character? If you do, it will transform your prayer life. You can pray with confidence that God not only can deliver, but will deliver you. Psalm 68, verse 20 says it best: "God is to us a God of deliverances." That is a word of the Lord for you. And pray with that heart that God is to us, his children, a God of deliverances. Another character quality of God that David was very well acquainted with was the fact that God is a forgiving God and he's full of mercy. And David's prayers reflected his understanding and his confidence in that part of God's character. when David had sinned with Bathsheba and then had Bathsheba's husband Uriah killed by having him placed in the heat of the battle, his sin was exposed when Nathan the prophet came to him and told him a story. And at the end of that little parable, he said to David, "You are that man." And it showed that God's hatred of the evil that David had done and his great displeasure with the one he'd put in the place of a king. And yet, though this great sin against God had been committed, and David was smote to his heart with remorse for that sin, at the same time, David still went to God in prayer, and he prayed confident that God was a God of mercy. Psalm 51 records this prayer, this psalm of David, after the exposure of the sin with Bathsheba. David prayed this way, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness. According to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your generous spirit." Don't let Satan fool you by whispering to you that you can't even go to God in prayer because of your sin. God wants you to pray when you have sinned. He wants you to pray like David, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and don't take your Holy Spirit from me." Don't hide away when you've been in sin. Come to God in prayer. It's the time you need to draw near to God.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.